32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Thanks for joining us once again on 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz. No Mark Wolf today, but I've got a fantastic guest with plenty of race organization and, of course, elite racing experience under his belt as well. And it is South African triathlete Glenn Gore. Glenn, for people out there who don't know, or some of our maybe our international listeners, just give us a brief summary of your career. You were a pretty decent triathlete.
Yeah, thanks a lot, David. Well, yeah, I've been in the sport since 1986. Started off as a swimmer and just kind of delved into the sport of triathlon, learned my way around the bike and the run, and then took up the sport full-time in 1993. So it's been a long history, won numerous titles, raced all over the world, so I'd like to think I've got a decent amount of experience when it comes to the sport of triathlon.
Talking about experience, and you know, a lot of people have pet hates, and you know, I mean, every athlete goes out there, whether they're professional or amateur, and there's bits and pieces they pick from events. Did that give you a nice grounding to sort of move on with your career a bit and then get to a point where you're organizing these events for people?
Oh, definitely. You know, like I said, I've raced all around the world. I've raced most of the local events. So from an athlete perspective, it's given me an idea of what the athlete actually wants, and that's ultimate aim of any race director. You know, you put on an event that the athlete is going to enjoy and seek to fulfill their needs. Fortunately, I come from that background. I know what it's, and hopefully I can take that 31 years of the game and translate it to some good race organizational skills.
Now, Glenn, looking at a specific event, I know 32GI have partnered up with you, and it's the My Way 226 Brick, I believe, challenge. You launched it recently up in Gauteng, and there's already been some good sort of interest in the event, but just give people a bit of an idea of what it entails.
Great, and yes, we had a launch this past weekend up in Johannesburg, you know, just to bring the event to the people of Johannesburg. Obviously, that's where the big market is. The majority of triathletes in South Africa reside in Gauteng and the surrounds Pretoria, etc. So I thought I'd bring the event to them and just give them a brief talk on what to expect. So effectively what we have is a new event called the My Way Life 226 Brick Challenge. It's going to take place in February at Midmore Dam. The unique thing about this particular event is it's spread over 3 days. So what we're doing is we're taking an iron distance event of 226 kilometers and I'm splitting it over 3 days. So you'll swim on Friday 3.8 kilometers. Then you'll wake up Saturday morning, ride your 180, and then you'll wake up Sunday morning again and run your 42. I've also taken into account that there's a few of those athletes that might not want to take on the full distance. So we've got the 113, which is exactly half the distance. So you've got the 1.9 on Friday, 90 Saturday, 21 Sunday. So it's looking to really be something unique, something a little bit different. I've been working on this event for a good couple of years now, and to see it finally be launched and off the ground, I'm quite excited to see this event grow and see how it's progressing in the near future.
Well, Glenn, I mean, you touched on something there. Triathlon in South Africa has hit an explosion in the last few years. In fact, all over the world, you know, we've got the Challenge events, the Iron Series events. We have our own sort of series here along those sort of related distances. But, you know, it's always nice to introduce something a bit fresh, something a bit different. And I think for a lot of people to break it up over 3 weeks is, 3 weeks, beg your pardon, 3 days is going to be very nice. And maybe it gives people who are not quite ready to, say, do a full, you know, 226 distance, a chance to sort of get a feel for the three disciplines individually.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, look, there's two reasons. One is to possibly, for those guys who might be racing Port Elizabeth or some other iron distance racing in the near future, they can use this as a perfect brick session. So they can basically come down to Bidmore in February and train over 3 days and prepare themselves for perhaps what is their A race. The other person I'm trying to cater for is just what you said. That person that's not too sure if they can complete the full distance in 1 day in under 17 hours. So what I'm doing now is I'm giving them an opportunity to do it over 3 days and just see how they go. What's nice about my particular event is I'm bending the rules slightly, if I can call it that. So I'm going to allow wetsuits for all competitors. There's no cut-off times. On this, it's going to be rated as a comrades qualifier. So if you go under 5 hours, you can actually use it as a comrades qualifier. So there's a couple of different aspects I'm bringing to the race. Just to, you know, give an athlete something different. So as I said, it can be used as a training session, it can be used as a race. Some of the elites I know might be coming to see how fast they can actually go over 3 days when there's a little bit of rest in between. So there's a little bit of something for every athlete. And you're from your novice who's never done an iron distance before to your elite who has done a few and wants to see how fast they can go.
Now, Glenn, it really is exciting. I like the aspect that Comrades Marathon have come on board and allowed it to be a qualifier as well, which is fantastic. And we do see that, of course, with quite a few of the longer triathlon events. Looking at sort of nutrition, you've got a good base, you know, having had that professional experience, having dealt with race organizations and having dealt with 32 GI, and they're going to make sure that people don't go hungry or thirsty on race day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I've worked with Mark and your brand for a good couple of years. I mean, I was there when they were launched, back in 2009, 2010, somewhere around there. So I've seen them progress, and, I mean, 32 GIs make sense to use them as a homegrown product based in South Africa. I mean, they're global now. I know they stock and supply many races around the world. But they've got a fantastic range, and we've discussed that what we're going to be doing is using the Endure for during the event. Endure drink, and then we've got a fantastic recovery drink, which is going to be crucial for the athletes after each of the legs to basically recover properly, make sure they're getting that fluid so that they are ready to go the next day. And then obviously apart from the drinks, you've got your energy bars and you've got your G shots, the gels, all very important to sustain an athlete over kind of distances. So very glad to have 32 GR on board, and we're hoping to grow this event.
In general, looking at diet and sort of nutrition, and from your personal experience with people out there with triathlons who still find maybe they experiment a bit, what are some of your tricks? Are there things you sort of stay away from? Do you prefer more liquid to solid feed? What are some of the things you could recommend for people?
Well, look, it obviously depends on the event. You know, if we're talking the 2-2-6, which is quite a long event, you're obviously going to have to take in a good amount of fluids as well as solids. Mid-more that time of year is extremely hot, so that's something that people have to kind of take into consideration. You don't want to dehydrate. You want to take in just enough nutrition and drinks, et cetera. I've always believed in don't wait till you're thirsty or hungry. Make sure you keep the energy levels topped up at full. So I've always related my energy consumption during the race to being that of a vehicle. You know, I put in the petrol, it's full when I start the race, and I try to keep that petrol level full at all times. And that obviously means eating and drinking minimal amounts, but all the time. You know, nutrition is quite a tricky game. Everybody's got their little tricks, and in mind what might work for some doesn't work for the others. So it's really a trial and error process. Being 31 years in the game, it's given me a lot of trial and error. So hopefully I can advise athletes and say, listen, this is what you should and perhaps should not do. And generally, hopefully it works out for them.
I see why there's such a great collaboration between yourself, Glenn, and Mark Wolf, because he loves that nutritional car as well. We actually did a great video. I'll put a link up if you haven't seen it, explaining fuel tanks and how they work, and that's a great analogy. Glenn, if people want to go already and check out more information about the event, how do they do so? And also just give us those dates again.
Great, man. Well, look, we've obviously got the main website where people can actually view the information and register on. So that's the 226challenge.co.za. So that's our main website. Obviously, from a social media point of view, we've got a web, a Facebook page, a Twitter page, but my main portal is Triathlon SA, which is a publication I've been running for the last 7 years. We're only digital and online now, so Triathlon Plus SA has a website as well as Facebook pages. So look, you just have to type in 226 Brick Challenge, and you'll definitely find more than enough information on the event. Just quick tap on dates. You've got the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of February, which is your first week in February 2018.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. focused on health and performance. 32GI, trusted sports nutrition advisors.